If it needs to be done, I do it. If it doesn't get done, it's because I didn't do it. That's the common lament of the small business person, especially the sole proprietor. And that's a major reason why 90% of businesses fail within 5 years. Most business people know who Michael Gerber is. He wrote the E-Myth back in 1981. And the E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It, in 1995. In his presentation at a COSY event earlier this year, Gerber stated the biggest challenge, or is it opportunity, for the 6 million new businesses that start each year in the U.S.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
People come up to me, in fact, it happened here, people come up to me to tell me that they're fans, that they love my book, and I know which book they're speaking about, the E-Myth, or the E-Myth Revisited, which is simply the E-Myth Revisited. You hadn't figured that out yet. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, but they don't do it. In other words, they read the book, they get the book, they're inspired by the book, and oftentimes they read the book every year. Have somebody who will come up to me and say, I read your book every January just to remind myself of what I'm not doing for the rest of the year. And it's rather tragic, actually, because my first-hand experience of the E-Myth is actually inventing the E-Myth in the creation of my first company, which is alive and well now 31 years later, from the time we founded it in 1977, to turnkey something which people would not believe is possible to be turnkey, that is, to turnkey consulting for small business. So you might say, in the spirit of my new book, Awakening the Entrepreneur Within, that at the outset of E-Myth, at the outset of the company that was invented, if you will, by the E-Myth point of view, is that I had a dream. And my dream at the very beginning of that first company, the creation of a company that was called at the beginning the Michael Thomas Corporation, I was Michael, he was Thomas, was to transform small business worldwide. Obviously, nothing small about that. But I honestly stated that at the very beginning of our company, and in fact, on the walls of our first company, the Michael Thomas Corporation, it said, bringing the dream back to American small business. Not only did we intend to bring the dream back to American small business, but we intended to incite the dream in countries throughout the world, because of course, as you probably know, countries throughout the world are not as taken by an entrepreneurial seizure as we are in this country. In fact, I never would have anticipated it, but according to the Kauffman Foundation, which perhaps you know of, an entrepreneurial foundation, which was dedicated at its outset to entrepreneurship in all forms, shapes, and sizes. Today, more than 500,000 new businesses are started every month in this country. I started my business in 1977, never believing that, in fact, 500,000 new businesses would be started in this country every month. If you multiply that times 12, it's easy to see that 6 million new businesses are started in this country every year, and the number is growing. And yet, the truth of it was, in 1977, that all of those businesses will fail. Now, it doesn't mean that every single one of them will fail, but what I'm suggesting to you is, given the statistics we've been able to develop over 30 years working with small business, starting with small business when nobody else was interested in small business, is that of those 500,000, fully 90% will be out of business within 5 years. In fact, if you really have read the E-Myth, it's truly doubtful that any of them we're ever in business. Interesting statistic also from the Kauffman Foundation is that fully 60% of all businesses in this country are sole proprietorships. That is one person. They never hire a second person. So the vast majority of people who go into business aren't really in business. They're doing business. It's a commercial activity. But from my perspective, they're not really a business at all. They're a job for the person who owns that company. I am my business is what most of them would have to say. If it's going to get done, I do it. And if it's not going to get done, it's because I didn't do it. And that's a significant problem or a significant opportunity. And to my entrepreneurial mindset, that is the single greatest opportunity that exists in this world today.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.